With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The illegal immigrant from El Salvador convicted in the rape and murder of Maine mother of five, Rachel Morin, will learn his fate later this summer. Victor Martinez Hernandez scheduled to be sentenced August 11th. He was found guilty earlier this month of first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping. President Trump visits Michigan to give an update on his administration's efforts to rid the country of illegal immigrants.
We've set all-time records for the lowest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded. Think of that, ever recorded. The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%.
President Trump's announced new fighter jets for an Air National Guard base in Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
Before holding a rally marking 100 days in office, the president stopped by Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard base with this announcement.
Very soon, we will replace the retiring A-10 Warthogs with 21 brand new F-15 EX Eagle II fighter jets, the best in the world.
The announcement allayed fears that the base could close, and it delivered a win for Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nearly 70 million people from Texas to New York are preparing for stormy weather. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma under a severe weather watch. Also concerns for flooding in the Midwest and the Plains. A horse owned by late country music star Toby Keith is going to be in the Kentucky Derby. Pictures of the horse named Render Judgment were posted on Instagram, along with a message saying that it was Keith's dream to raise an animal that would run the race. Render Judgment will be appearing at Churchill Downs this weekend. Keith died last year at the age of 61 after battling stomach cancer. This is SRN News. Teenagers are worried about social media.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another court in the United Kingdom rules against so-called transgenderism. The Court of Session in Edinburgh, Scotland, says public schools in the country cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities. The decision comes hard on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month that men who are posing as women cannot be considered actual biological women under the law. This is SRN News. UPS is cutting jobs and locations.
UPS is looking to slash 20,000 jobs and close more than 70 facilities. That's as it's drastically reducing the amount of Amazon shipments it handles. It plans to close 73 leased and owned buildings by the end of June. UPS said that it's still reviewing its network and may identify more buildings to be closed. In January, UPS announced that it reached a deal with its biggest customer, Amazon, to lower its volume by more than half by the second half of next year. The company also said they'd partnered with Amazon for almost 30 years, and when its contract came up this year, UPS decided to reassess the relationship. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former President Biden's appointees from the Holocaust Museum Board are being fired by President Trump. That includes Kamala Harris's husband, Doug. He was one of those fired. The White House says officials are interviewing potential replacements. Each administration is tasked with making its own appointments. More details at srnnews.com.